السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. Blood Venture.
The season of the companions. Zainab al-Kubra asked her brother Hussein about the steadfastness of his companions and his reliance on them. Nafi, son of Hilal, happened to hear this from behind their tent. Hussein told his sister that there would be no companions more loyal than his throughout all of time, from the beginning of creation until the end of Judgment Day. They have broadened their breasts and gazed towards death through the corners of their eyes. A ruckus from the outside interrupted their discussion. Hussein went outside and returned to his sister and said, "These people are my companions, and Habib, son of Mazahir, is the champion amongst them. They have come to pledge allegiance to you and tell you that they will protect the sanctuary of the Messenger of God as long as they are alive. What should I tell them?" Zainab al-Kubra said, "Tell them that Zainab is supplicating for you and wishing you blessings from God, and that you are neighbors to the Messenger in the hereafter." It was as if the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra was at peace afterwards. Elites are obviously of two kinds: elites of the truth and elites of the falsehood. One group is keen on reflecting and knowing. They work for, or at least want to know, the truth. But the elites of the truth are also of two kinds, my dear people. If you are so attached to your life, position, desire of money, pleasure, ease, reputation, that when these good things, these blessings come in life between you and the truth, God forbid, you are unable to let them go. This is one kind. If you instead make good use of these blessings and are able to let them go when needed, this is the other kind. If those who leave the path of God for the sake of their lives by not uttering the truth when needed, or for the sake of their position, work, money, love for their children and family, friends or close ones, are more in number, then this is dreadful. This is when the likes of Hussein ibn Ali are condemned to slaughter and the likes of Yazid reach power. Early morning, the 10th of Muharram, Hussein told his companions, "Show greatness, O companions, as death is nothing else but a bridge which takes you from difficulties to vast gardens with everlasting happiness. Who amongst you does not want to go from being in a prison to being in a palace? This is while death is quite the contrary. It is as if going from a palace to a prison for your enemies. And how excellently the butterflies show endured and gathered around a candlelight and burned."